Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you play the first 15 minutes and 30 seconds of a playoff game at home and score 18 points, by God, you must believe in yourselves. And it paid off because the Cavaliers came back and won Game 7. They looked great in the second half after looking horrendous in the first half until the last couple of minutes when they had that 12-4 run to close out the first half. They did what all that matters, Andy, the only thing that matters in a playoff series. They won four games.
Right.
And they advance. And it doesn't really matter how you did it. It doesn't matter that your offense was atrocious for a good part of the series. I really think the Cavs were outplayed in four of the seven games of the series. I think Orlando outplayed them in game five at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, yet the Cavs won. And I thought that was the chance that Orlando had to get the series. And when they didn't pull that game off after playing really, really well in that game, I assumed my initial thought and your initial thought was correct. The Cavs would win the series. And they did.
Hang on. Let me get to my thought here in a second. I just want to let you know that, you know, the series against Orlando proved anything that can happen during the NBA playoffs. And you know that as well as I do. Download the Odyssey app today to listen to our playoff coverage, including playoff postgame shows on your smart speakers or on the go whenever, wherever you are. So I kind of felt like as I was watching yesterday's game, you know, how many times have we watched a game where a team takes a really big lead in the first half? And, you know, there's two ways this thing's going to go. It didn't seem like the Cavaliers could get a call in the first half either. I thought that was it was interesting because, you know, I looked at Tropicals. I'm like, man, they're not even getting a call. And I was getting aggravated. They couldn't get a call. Then I was watching the Orlando Booster Club go crazy behind their bench. And I'm like, oh. And the guy who kept calling, oh, timeout. That guy was driving me nuts. I kept going to cutaways at him. And then I'm like, this thing's going to change in the second half. And he looked at me. How he goes, how do you know? I go, I'm just telling you, the Cavs are home. It's game seven. Like, some of the calls are not getting in the first half because they are letting them play, and I like watching that kind of basketball. They got a couple of the calls in the second half, and then they got warm, and Orlando went back to game one, Orlando shooting-wise.
Yeah.
And I think Orlando I thought that was a huge part of the second half. And I mean, you can't say enough about Mitchell putting the team on his back because that's what he did. And for them to survive moving forward, they are going to have to get some help somewhere else. But you know what? They won. And I keep saying to myself, okay, this is the first time they've won a series since the early 90s.
1993.
Yeah, early 90s without LeBron. And so there's something to be said for that, even though things felt disjointed throughout the series. They, you know, you were hearing stories left and right about Garland and Mitchell, but yet how many times did we see those guys? They were like best friends. They were like brothers yesterday. By the way, ABC was showing
them. I think those stories are all poppycock.
I don't know. You know what I think?
Never any indication that there's an issue there in any way, shape, or form other than having two ball-dominant guards on the floor.
Yeah, here's what I think, Jeff, and I think we can relate to this, okay? That when you spend every day with someone for months,
tell me about it.
You know, you're going to have things are going to go sideways every once in a while.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, I know. I live it. So, and when things go sideways, sometimes those stories get out. This is about to become the Tom Brady roast. That if they go, and they're going to go sideways and those stories are going to get out, but then maybe somewhere along the line last week or over the last 2 weeks, those two guys got together and said, hey, we've got to make this work. We're better than Orlando. I don't want to walk around like we did last year after the Knicks series. I think Mitchell took it very serious, and like the way he approached those last couple games in the series, he willed this team to win. And, you know, I think back, I'm interested to hear your take on this. So remember what LeBron hit, like 25 in a row? Was that it when they beat the Pistons to get to the finals?
Scored the last 25 points.
Yeah, scored like, the last 25 like points. Yeah. And when that happened, we were ecstatic about it, you know? And
when Mitchell, we didn't know any better.
Is that what it is?
Yes, I think that's
because
it.
Because let's not – I'm like, Mitchell did the same thing in game six. And now, if they would have won. If they would have won.
And they lost.
Yeah, that maybe that's the difference. But, again, he had to be that guy again yesterday. And when LeBron did it for the first time and we suddenly opened the doors to making it to an NBA Finals, it was embraced. The greatest thing ever. And when Mitchell did it, it was kind of like, oh, man, we're a mess. Am I wrong in my thinking?
Having one guy score the last 22 points of the game, that's no way to win a basketball game.
Unless you're trying to get to the NBA Finals and LeBron is doing, right? No. I mean, it was the same thing as in except we lost. That was the difference. But then he had to come back and do it again yesterday. So like I'm completely 100% embracing
Donovan's
Mitchell.
Incredible, but he's not LeBron. You know,
is that why we're not embracing it? I don't understand.
I don't think it's anything to embrace. The offense was horrendous. You can't embrace that. It was awful. And you could say the same thing about the offense in 2007. But let's not.
But we didn't want to look at it like that.
Well, whatever.
No, I just think, to me, yesterday
the offense has been horrendous for the Cavaliers. It's not good. And they won. That's all that matters here.
Yeah,
they won.
Life is a matter of perspective, right? That is 100% truthful when you do the comparison there. And you know what? They've moved on. And so that's what matters. They still have an opportunity to kind of play. I just want them to play the way they did in the first half of game one and game two. Man, I loved watching that team. I could sit and watch that kind of basketball all day long. We'll see how the matchups play up against Boston in this thing. But it was so weird to watch an offense go from one way in the beginning to another way at the end. But still, they were able to piece things together and move on to the next round. So let's try to be positive here. I'll be positive.
Cavs, Celtics, do the Cavs win the series?
No.
I agree with you.
How many games? That's the question.
I'll give you the same thing I said about the Cavs and the Magic. I thought the Cavs would not sweep, and I also thought it wouldn't go seven. So take my prediction on the Cavs-Celtics any way you want, because obviously this series went seven. I think it's bad that the Cavs-Magic went seven.
Oh, I do too. It's horrible.
I think the Cavs showed in games one and two that they were a much better team, and then it just fell apart. You know, I think the Magic outplayed them in the final seven games of five games of the series, but the Cavs won them, and that's all that matters. I'll take the Celtics in five or six. Again, I don't think the Cavs get swept. I don't think the Celtics sweep, and I also don't think the Cavs can force it to seven. But they will win a game, and maybe two. And I think the most likely game for them to win on the road might be game one. So pay attention tomorrow night. Cavs are coming in. They've played. Celtics haven't played. Blah, 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 blah. I think they would have a solid chance to win game one. I don't think it's going to be one of those where they go and get blown out.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I just think it's Celtics in 5. I think it's Celtics in 5. And I want them to prove me wrong. I think
it'd be nice
I think if
they
you
did.
Ask the average Cavalier fan, which I wouldn't mind doing.
Let's do that.
What is this series right now? And I think the other question that's going to be looming over this series is, how many games does JB need to keep his job?
Wow.
Does he need to get to 4?
I don't know that that's it, Andy. I don't know that that's it. I don't know that you can put a number on off-season changes.
I bet Cav fans can. I bet the fans can. The fans will tell you. I honestly don't think it's
fair to talk about firing the coach when they just won a series and are going to the Eastern Conference semis. Now, are you going to ask me, are there coaching changes coming in the offseason? I'm not going to tell you no. I'm not going to tell you yes. But here they go. They're starting a series. Let's see how it goes. Now, all I know is that the offense for most of the series I thought was hideous. I can't, and maybe it's just me, I can't stand that kind of an offense. I give the ball to Donovan and let's see if he can score. I've seen it before, but with a taller guy. And the taller guy passed the ball better. Not that Donovan can't. I mean, without Donovan, they don't, you don't compete in game 6. Did it matter? You lost anyway. And you don't win game 7. He was outstanding. I thought the offense was completely out of whack.
I don't know. I hope they look good in game 1 against Boston, because I think it'll pump some life. I mean, it should already pump some life into this team. They were able to knock Orlando out. But I think for confidence sake, man, if they can go get game 1 against Boston, it'll change the whole series. It will completely shape this series for the Cavaliers if they can go out there and get game 1. I think that's the path. If they have any path to try to knock them out, it's got to happen with game 1. I don't disagree.
I think they have a chance
in
game 1.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
100%.
Yeah, I think they could go and give it a really good opportunity and see what can happen. Boston's a tough team. I think the Tatum-Brown combination is clearly what could give the Cavaliers absolute fits. But could the Allen-Mobley combination without Porzingis give the Celtics fits? You know, does Jaylen Brown guard Donovan Mitchell in this series? I don't know. Might it be White? Could it be Drew Holiday? I mean, I think the Celtics backcourt's really good. And then you have Tatum and Brown. So that's just nasty. Somebody's going to have to do a great job on Tatum and Brown. Can Max Strus slow down Jaylen Brown? Can Evan Mobley go out on the floor and guard Jason Tatum? At times, you're probably going to have that, right? Al Horford is the center with no Porzingis. 216-474-0092.
The way you're laying it out gives me no hope.
What happens in this series, folks? And what did you think about Orlando? Cavs won it. Ultimately, that's all that matters because they are playing the Boston Celtics and the Orlando Magic not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.